share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A Malaysian couple had to have their baby in Singapore after they couldn't make it back to Malaysia in time for the delivery. The baby girl had only been in the womb for 24 weeks, but due to some physical complications, she was born prematurely. Weighing only 670 grams and with a body size as big as a palm, Eloise Ang Zan Rui continues to fight for her life while her parents are not willing to give up on her. However, the doctor advised that Eloise must stay inside the incubator for a few more months, which will cost an additional RM 1.2 million for the medical expenses. Flew to Singapore for work. Ang Thiam Saya, 32, and Ko Pei Ying, 29, got married on the 20th of May 2020. Shortly after, the couple flew to Singapore for work. Ko became pregnant with Eloise near the end of 2020 and was planning to return to Sungai Petani, Kita when she was 8 months pregnant to deliver the child. However, on the 19th of February, Ko, who was only 24 weeks pregnant, began experiencing abdominal pain and went for a medical checkup. The doctor only prescribed her with maternal fetal medicine and she was taking the medicine according to the doctor's orders. 2 days later, Ko felt abdominal pain again and rushed to the hospital for a checkup. At that time, she had already dilated by a few centimeters. The doctor injected her with Gestrol in hopes that her child would continue to stay inside the womb. Ko's condition continued to worsen and was given another shot, but her vaginal opening continued to dilate until it was wide enough for her to give birth. At 3 a.m. on the 22nd of February, Eloise was born and placed in NICU, neonatal intensive care unit, for incubation immediately. Eloise would have to be in incubation for about 160 days and can only leave on her expected date of delivery and when her condition becomes stable. Micropreemie. Being born in less than 28 weeks, Eloise is deemed as a micropreemie, who needs to be constantly monitored with the utmost care. Her skin is almost transparent that her bloodstream can be seen with the naked eye. And because she was born at only 24 weeks, many of her organs have not fully developed, including her lungs and her brain. As of now, Eloise is unable to breathe on her own and needs breathing assistance, but nevertheless, the appearance of her body is fully developed. RM 1.25 million medical expenses. Eloise's medical fee is about 400,000 Singapore dollars, approximately. RM 1.25 million, but the couple can only pay about RM 50,000. Reaching out to One Hope Charity and the public for help, the couple is hoping to raise RM 1.2 million for little Eloise. The father, Ang Thiam Saya, works as a coordinator at a construction company in Singapore with a monthly income of 2,700 Singapore dollars, RM 8,230, while his wife, Ko Pei Ying, works in customer service for a loan department in Singapore, earning 2,768 Singapore dollars, RM 8,437. After reviewing the case, One Hope Charity agreed to launch a fundraiser and has since successfully raised RM 1,202,141 with 7,901 donations. We hope Eloise will continue to grow healthily in the next few months and that her parents will be able to take her home soon. Also read, watch, little Majin boy gets first day jitters and tries running away from school. Source, One Hope Charity. 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 Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.